American singer and songwriter Will Downing was born November 29, 1963. Known as the sophisticated Prince of Soul, his distinctive baritone voice has resonated with the hearts of women worldwide. He has had the opportunity to work with such greats as Jennifer Holliday, Kool & the Gang, and Gerald Albright, just to name a few. In 1988, he released his solo album, Will Downing, which brought forth his version of the John Coltrane piece, A Love Supreme, and reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Songs chart. In 2000, his album All the Man You Need received a Grammy nomination for Best Traditional R&B Album and included the duet with Shantae Moore, When You Need Me. In 2002, Downing received the International Association of African American Music Diamond Award. With over 24 albums, Downing has carved himself a unique niche in the world of music, with fresh melodies and lush arrangements to satisfy all musical palates. Downing continues to serve his fans with his own sophisticated soul record label, Turn, and his latest album released, Romantic Part. Beyond performing, Downing is a spokesperson for the American Stroke Association, and he is married and has 3 children. Afternoon Jams, please welcome Will Downing.
Hi.
American singer and song.
Hi, family. Wow. I can't believe we got you here, man.
Hey, listen, man. You made a brother feel like somebody, man. I thought I was being eulogized.
Man.
I'm like, did I die?
No. Hey, man, we got to give you your roses while you here, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's very I appreciate that.
We're speaking to history right now.
Yes, yes.
History. And you look good, man. I'm thinking you're going to be all grayed out and wrinkled up. And you know. Well done.
Look like you're still working out in the gym.
Hey, yeah. Man. No, the grayed and wrinkled is from the waist down.
Wow, man. I tell you, it's so much. I know we're supposed to talk about your new project, which I love the video. And we're going to show the video and play the song.
Man, thank you.
But I got to ask you, how you been doing during this pandemic?
You know what, man? About as well as anybody else, man. I mean, you know, obviously no one is working. So I've been home getting the honey-do list together and, you know, doing all that and working on a new music, working on a new album, new music. So just keeping busy in that regard, man, and, you know, ready for 2020 to get up out of here and ready for 2021 to get started. Not that the pandemic cares, but, you know, it just feels like it's something new going on and
right.
We'll see what happens in the new year.
Yes, sir.
So are you in New York? You in California?
I'm in New York, man. We got a foot of snow outside.
Wow. So what is on the horizon? You just dropped this video, which we're going to play. But what you have coming up? Is that part of a new CD, a new project?
Yes, part of a new project. My album will be coming out the latter part of January, right at the beginning of February. And it's entitled The Song Garden. So that's one of the songs taken from the new project. So, you know, when that comes out, you know, we can get back to work shortly after that. I'll be promoting that along with the other music that I've been releasing or I have released over the last 30 plus years. So, you know, ready to get back to work, man. I ain't good looking and smart like you two guys. So,
no, man, no, bro. You got a lot more other stuff and the good looking and you got the money and you in shape. You know?
Hey, you listen, man. They say that the second thing to go is your eyes. The first thing your lady will let you know about.
Yeah, we gotta have Will back when his album officially drops. We gotta have him back.
Hey,
right. That's definitely an easy thing to do if he's willing to come back and hang out with us. When we got the email, I was like, "Are you kidding? Of course, Will Downing. We'll love that. Will Downing. Will Will Downing come on and hang out with us?"
Listen, they probably sent you an email that said Will Smith, and at the last they say he's down there like, "Oh, damn, we already committed. We gotta do it. Damn it."
You know, you've done a lot of collaborations throughout the years. Are any particular ones that stand out to you as being, like, you know, monumental for you?
Well, you know what? I think that the song that I did with Rochelle Pharrell, Nothing's Ever Felt Like This, is probably like the biggest duet I've ever done. And, you know, if I don't do that one in concert, you know, it's going to be some furniture moving. So, them folks don't let me out the building unless I sing that song. So that's one of the bigger ones that I've done. But, you know, I've had the pleasure of recording with quite a few people, man. But that's probably the biggest duet that I've ever done.
So when did you start off? When you was 15? Because you've been around a long time. And
Yeah, thanks. Man. Thank you. Thanks for the reminder. My ass is old. Yeah. I started, I went to college for 1 year, and then I started right after that. So I was like 19, really. But I studied music in high school and in college. And then I kind of jumped into this thing pretty much full time. Back in the early 80s, and I started out as a background vocalist primarily, and then in 88 I lucked up and got a solo deal and dropped my first self-titled album, Will Downing, in 88, and I've been making records ever since. So I've got we're about to release is album number 24 or 25. So
wow,
yeah. So, and that's a few of them on the wall behind me, so
man. Man,
he said, you know, he said that PA. Oh, there's just a few behind me.
Hey, listen, I got to keep them up on the wall to remind myself I was somebody at one time.
Hey, man, you still that dude. You still that guy, man. You got the vocals, man. You have the music. The music you make lasts forever. No,
well, you know what? That's the whole point of it, man. If you're going to record, you know, that's something that was always told to me when I was coming up. Like, if you make music for the moment, you know, you're going to be in that moment. And there's a whole lot of folks that I know that had hits, you know, at a much rapid pace, a quicker pace than I did. But they're not in the business now because, like, the music style might have changed. So if you chase the trends, you're going to be in trouble. So me, I found out what people wanted from me, especially women. You know, as far as music is concerned. And, you know, I kind of stayed on that road. So they like ballads and mid-tempo songs for me. So I ain't trying to change, you know, I ain't gonna change now.
You're not going hip hop.
Fraud when they hear one, you know.
No, before we came on live, you were kind of like singing. You were singing before we even got cued in. That's just what you do all day, huh?
Hey, look at the master like us singing while we work. The master like us. you might have heard me singing Camp Town Races.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, man, he sound good, though. You don't need no autotune, anything like that.
Oh, hell no. Nah, hey, listen. if your career is based on autotune, your ass is in trouble. Because at some point, you got to hit the stage. And when you hit the stage, man, people want to hear. They want to hear you sound like the record and enhanced, and even more so than that. So, you know, you got to come on with the come on.
Got to come on with the come on. Now, let's talk about the video. We're going to play the video and get some comments. I hope you got time to hang out with us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Tell us about the video and what made you, put this together.
Well, the song is entitled So Many Good Die Young, and it's available now. It's available
now. Yeah, get it.
Now.
Download it. Yeah.
The song was inspired by the unfortunate passing of Chadwick Boseman. You know, me and the dude who wrote the song together, man, we woke up one morning, man, and called each other like, yo, man, you hear about Chadwick? And he got to talking about it, man. And I said, well, you know, I said, man, that's incredible, man. This dude was so young and he passed away at such an early age. And we got to thinking about other people, other artists that we know, and just people in general that have passed away at some crazy young age, like, you know, Tupac, Biggie, you know, Aaliyah, Chadwick Boseman, and you start thinking about like all these historical people like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Them brothers died at like the age of 39, but you know the legacy that they left behind has kind of changed the world. So we wrote a song based on that premise, you know, that so many good die young.
Wow. All right, family, we about to check it out and come back and kick it a little bit more. It's Will Downing, so many good people die young. Good. Let me get it right. Say the title again. Let me get it right.
So many good die young.
Die young. And when you see these ages pop up on the screen,
it's going to mess your mind up, man.
Check it out. It's Afternoon Jams. Exclusive.
hearts. We hold you in high regard. You were so full of life. We wonder why you're here no longer. So many could die young. No one could ever replace you. My mind will never erase you. Everyone knows the things come to an end, but I still miss you, my friend.
Chilling, man. That is chilling. That is chilling right there. To see those images and those ages. And I'm gonna tell you what, Will Downing, I interviewed probably four or five of those people.
Oh wow. Wow.
And yeah, Notorious B.I.G., TLC, and Ertz, and Aaliyah, and a couple other names up there. It's just man, a very touching video. And so this is part of a collective project?
Yeah. The other songs are not that sad, man. So I ain't trying to scare nobody off. Like, so that's probably the saddest song on there. And, you know, then the other parts of the album are pretty much what I do, you know, what you expect from me, kind of mid-tempo, beautiful songs as well. You know, some groove stuff as well, man. So it's a nice project, man. It's called The Song Garden. And actually, the advance sales go on sale next week, Christmas Day. Actually, that's like my Christmas gift to people, so they can download it, or at least pre-order it. Let me say that the correct way. They can pre-order it on the 25th.
Now, you are Omega Psi Phi. Is that the reason why your room got those colors?
You don't none get by you.
So you are. Yeah. Okay.
He ain't deny it.
So no, they used to call them the Nasty Boys. The Nasty Boys, what were they called?
Oh, come on now. Come on. We ain't dogs or nothing like that, man. We
okay.
My mama ain't birthed no dog, man. You know, I'm part of an organization and we got a couple of Nasty Boys in there. But for the most part, it's a bunch of good brothers trying to do some good things.
Yeah, I know. I know. Very good. Very good, brothers.
One of my y'all sorority sisters have been helping us out a lot here.
Delta's been doing their thing.
Oh man, Paul, tell them about it.
Well, we send stuff to Africa, to Ghana, where I'm a chief at, and we're doing a tampon drive, female hygiene drive for the females there in the village. And the Deltas here in West Michigan, Muskegon, Michigan, have donated over about how many hundreds, Rob, barrels?
Right,
how many
right now, it's 2 barrels over 2,500 sanitary napkins for the girls in Ghana.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah.
And they're not done. They're not done.
Yeah. They made sure to tell us that we're not done.
You know what? they carry the load for the Deltas and the Omegas. So
God bless it.
You know, I've been to Muskegon a couple of times. I used to do the jazz festival there.
Right.
Yeah,
out by the nice waterfront.
But they told us we couldn't talk to you.
What, huh?
Yeah. I'm just joking.
It was because, you know, we're black on, and the station that brought you here was another entity, and they didn't want to have our presence there because, you know, it could take away from them, because we from the streets. Everybody know us. From Ground Zero, bro. I'm from Beirut.
They were like, yeah, you come on. Why don't you come on you come on Thursday.
Right, come on Thursday.
Yeah, but you know, you go out there, you know, you tell your folks that you go, yeah, we can't do that. No.
we got some comments coming in online on Darwin Smith, pharmacist. Say, hey Will, good to see you again. I brought you to Grand Rapids in 1997. Wow. With Angela Bofield, Jonathan Butler, Najee, and ABC Booking.
Woo!
Well, ABC Booking.
Hey, well, tell him I said thanks. That much. Bring me back.
He mentioned Najee. Tell me, how is it working with Najee?
I mean, I've known Najee before his name was Najee. I know him with his government name. Me and Najee go back. We go way back. So, I mean, I love working with Najee, man. I worked with him on his last album. So, you know, we've been working and filling in on each other's albums for years. So that's my man, 50 Grand, man. Me and Najee, cool as the other side of the pillow.
Well, I got a surprise for you. He's my neighbor down in Florida. I hit him up last night.
Oh man, what's up, brother?
I hit him up last night. I said, Najee, man, can I get you on with Will Downey? And he was like, no problem.
Hey, how you doing? Me and Najee, so I gotta hit him with the official greeting. Play it, Najee.
That's right.
If I call Najee, go crazy. Say hello. I'm playing Najee.
How you doing, Najee?
I'm doing great, man. Can't complain, man. Just here at home. I know it looks a little dark in here, but I was actually recording today. Some, you know,
Which home, Florida or California?
No, I'm Florida. Yeah, okay. My main residence is here. So
that's my neighbor, Rob. That's my neighbor right there.
Your neighbor.
That's on the other side of the city.
Oh, yes, sir.
His gate is a little bigger than yours.
His gate is a lot bigger than mine. We got an arm security here. Ours is automated. You know what I mean? It's just
more expensive, too, my friend. Just more
expensive. Hey, Najee, how has it been working with Will Downer? He didn't know you was coming on. He didn't know you were coming on.
Yeah.
How has it been working with him?
He's one of our dearest friends. I mean, my brother and I have known him back when we used to go to his house in Brooklyn and just have laughs, man. I mean, before we became Najee, Will Downing, we were just guys in the game trying to figure it out. And and I tell you, man, he's always been consistently one of the funniest people, and one of the dearest friends we've had in this industry, one of the most generous people I know. I mean, I think I still owe you money for one of the sessions we did a long time ago.
You owe me the big piece of chicken next time we hook up.
but I gotta say, man, it's always a pleasure. You know, I always love working with him. So,
bro, are y'all from you're both of y'all from New York, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's from Queens originally. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, just like the song LL, you know.
Yeah, right.
Najee, I know you've been doing a lot online. You've been doing a lot of shows online. What's coming up with you?
Well, let me see. On the 22nd, I'm doing something for Afro TV. They just relocated here in Florida. You probably, I don't know if you know, they relocated here to the Orlando area, built a beautiful facility. And Sassandra Lewis is doing her Christmas show. So I'll be a special guest on that. You know, she performs a Christmas show every year. So I'm going to join her on the 23rd. Be a live streaming through, I believe it'll be on Facebook and others, but Afro TV is the venue that's promoting that. So so that's pretty much it.
When this pandemic broke out, you were overseas.
I was, yeah.
Was it hard for you to get back?
You know what? Right before it got crazy, when I got the word that our president was about to shut down all the traffic coming from back there, I cut short what I was doing and I came home, you know. So, and I've been home ever since, pretty much, you know, other than short trips to New York and LA. But, you know, I tell you, man, I haven't been off the road in 37 years. So it's been a little different for me, you know.
How are you adapting to this?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been a good reset for me to be home, but, you know, I'm tired of borrowing money from myself, to be honest with you. It's time to get back out, man.
PA, Will look like, I feel you, bro. I feel you on that one.
And Will, is it like that? Is it like that with you, Will Downer?
Hell yeah. Like, where am I gonna get my next nickel from? Like, well, I guess I'm gonna take out of that other account I wasn't really trying to take it from. That'll give me a little bit of time. That'll buy me a little bit more time. Exactly.
Right. But at least you guys own your material, right?
We do for the most part. You know, I don't know about Will, but my earlier stuff I had to sign away. It was, you know, when you leave a label, it's like a divorce, man. So that was my divorce settlement. Four gold albums and two platinum records. That was it. I had to leave it all behind. You know, so.
Oh, wow.
But I went on with my life and everything is great. You know, so.
Right. What about you, Will? Do you own your materials?
I started putting stuff out on my own label probably 10 years ago. So, you know, the stuff that's obviously mine is mine. The older stuff is kind of like Universal. But you know what, man? There's still a royalty to be made from those albums, which I get, which is cool. You know, me and Najee, we're from the old school where there actually was a royalty to be made. You know, if you order some of these big companies, you can. There's still a couple of nickels out there for you.
There's a couple of nickels out there.
Yeah, I'm going to get Will. Right? Okay,
now, I'm going to get not the wooden nickels, Will.
when this whole thing with George Floyd broke out, what was it like for you, Will Downing, watching this whole movement unfold?
Well, you know what? It's obviously a sad thing to see, but it's the brothers almost become like a martyr because it was the first time that the world got to see what we've been kind of, you know, complaining about and saying forever. You know, for some reason people always think, hey, it can't be that bad. Come on, you guys are just complaining. Nah, it can't be. That's right. And then they finally saw it. 8 minutes and 46 seconds of what we've been telling the world has been our hell forever. Mm-hmm. And they got to see it. So it was a wake-up call to the world. And it started a movement. And I don't know how much change is going to come, but there is change coming and change has happened. And hopefully I'm saying that the correct way.
Yes, sir.
The mere fact that people now know what we've known our whole lives has been, you know, kind of gratifying. It's just unfortunate that had to happen for people to kind of get it.
What about you, Najee? What was it like for you to watch this movement unfold?
Well, I guess for me, it was really just another example of here we go again. You know, ever since we were children growing up in New York City, I remember so many of these things would happen in our community. I grew up in Jamaica, Queens, New York. And from the time I was probably 11 years old, I recall police brutality, where even one case where, you know, a man was going to work at 6 a.m. early in the morning and he had his young son with him going to work and the police stopped him and they murdered him. You know, so here, in my mind, it's here we go again, you know. And but I agree with Will. You know, with the advent of having cameras live now, we have the opportunity to show the world. You know, this is a real problem. And I've actually gotten in conversations on airplanes. I sit next to people, and for whatever reason, we drift into that. And I really feel like people just really don't know, you know, who aren't African American. They just don't know how real it is. I mean, I had to tell them, like, no, this is a real problem in our community. And, you know, and so thank goodness. I mean, I agree with Will totally that this is an opportunity now to really let the world know, you know,
how real this is. Yeah. Do you guys experience it? I mean, because you guys in that upper level of income. You know what I mean? How is it out there? Tell us how it is out there.
Well, I tell you, my experience just recently, as recent as a month ago, I'm just driving in an area called Winter Garden, and a cop just pulled me over just because I was a guy driving a car, you know, a nice car. And I guess in his opinion, you know, my car isn't all dipped out. I mean, I have a Cadillac and, you know, but I guess driving in that neighborhood, I stood out, and he followed me and couldn't think of a reason. He ran the plates and he could see I had no issues of warrants or anything, and he pulled me over anyway. And I'm like, sir, why are you pulling me over? Well, you know, we just wanted to check. I'm like, really? Okay. You know, so yeah. I guess, you know. I mean, I know I'm not a pretty guy, so I mean, you wouldn't stop me from my looks. I mean, obviously. So.
And I seen your Cadillac. It's an OG Cadillac, though. You know what I mean? It's nice.
I mean, it's listen, man, it's just a car, you know? And to me, it's like, what? Why is it unusual for us to have things we work for? You know, we pay the bill, we work for it. Why is that a big deal to somebody that they feel they have to stop you? He couldn't give me a legal reason why he pulled me over, you know? But we all know why, you know?
Right.
Patricia Rump down in Orlando says, and she's over the Pine Hills Community Council there in Orlando, president of that's when a garden hasn't changed, haven't much changed. So
wow.
I guess that's, I'm new to Florida. I'm only 4 years in, so I'm still figuring stuff out, you know, still figuring stuff out. But they can't even racial profile you because I seen your ride. They just nice rides, you know. It's not like you know what I mean. Got some,
yeah.
Got some,
I mean, I don't have the big, all that. Yeah, I don't have the big music system. I don't have the rims dipped. I mean, it's just a car.
Wait a minute. You tell me Najee's Cadillac doesn't have a diamond in the back, the sunroof top?
No. Hey, listen. I didn't even have a gangster lean, man. I wasn't trying to be like that. You know what I mean?
So what about you, Will? Will Donna, have you experienced racism?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Najee used to talk. You know, hey, man, I'm of a darker hue, so I'm pretty much like I fit the profile for everything. You know? And it's like, what do you look like? And he was black and bald-headed, like.
Oh, man.
We obviously are not talking about Elder Barge here.
Right.
All right.
Wow. Before we go, Rob, did you have anything? Before we go, Rob, I got a couple questions I'm going to leave out.
Well, I just wanted to ask, how do you two stay good friends all these years in the music business? That you don't see that much at all. Y'all seem like y'all are genuinely friends, brothers, love each other, you know, like, how do you do that?
Well, for me, you know, Will has always made it easy. He's a very loving guy. He's always easy to be around. And we go back so far, man. I mean, we've just been blessed to do what we do and still get paid to do it. But I think really it's just, you know, he's just a great guy to be able to play with, you know. And anytime he calls me, I'll be like, look, man, you don't even have to send me a check. I'll play on anything you want, you know. That's the way we do it. So
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? It went out.
We got a recording. We got a recording.
He knows it. My man. Listen, he knows that.
I text Nigel last night around 8:00. You know, it was late. You know what I mean? 8:39, and he replied right back, man. And so I know the love is there. It's genuine. It was no hesitation.
That's my man.
It wasn't like he had to think about it or nothing. Like, let me check my schedule. Let me talk to my people and let me get back to you. It wasn't none of that, PA.
No, it wasn't like that.
No. Not at all.
As Najee said, man, we have been friends forever. And it's me, me, him, and especially when his brother gets on.
Brother, yeah. Like,
we laugh until, you know, till my voice goes out.
Right. So
it's family. We have a good time. We give each other work. You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
With the type of music that we do, we're adults. So it's like, you know, it ain't no rivalry. It ain't no this, that, and the other. It's like, we got to eat. So we help each other.
That's right.
You know, do everything. You know, you need, hey, man, if I need some flutes or saxes, like, that's my call right there. I call my brother, and he hooks me up, and vice versa. I get a telephone call from either Najee or someone that he's working with, like a big dog, Chris Big Dog Davis, and he'll say, hey, man, I'm working on something for Najee, and they'll send me the track, and Najee will tell you within a matter of hours.
That's right.
And I turn it right back, and I'm like, my brother needs this. Boom, here it is.
Hey, listen, there's been times, there's been songs he's done, like, I didn't even know he was on it until I went to the studio and I heard it. I'm like, and he never charged me. He never, you know, he never sent me an invoice for it, you know? So that's the way we do it, man, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful for this music industry, you know? You don't hear that, whether it's the rappers, whether it's the R&B people, or even jazz people, some jazz people and stuff. You don't hear that often. But to see you two brothers here on this screen today, y'all genuinely love each other. Y'all genuinely there for each other. You know, no matter what, you know, y'all are talking about it behind closed doors or whatever and stuff. That genuineness to be is the highest y'all have been. Man, that's beautiful. Shout out to both of you, brothers.
That's my power right there,
George,
bro.
Yes.
You know, George Duke would say, man, ain't nothing but some notes. You know, that's all he would say.
There you go.
So before we go, going to you, Najee, I'm in off of Will Downing. What's on your playlist right now? What you playing when you're not listening to yourself?
Oof.
I don't listen to myself. I listen to Will. I'm a fan, you know?
Hey, and vice versa. Listen, I use, I think I use Najee's music as, like, I have a little radio show, so I use Najee's music sometimes as my music bed, as well as playing the songs as well. And as far as what's out right now, what I'm listening to, it's this brother, young brother, Kevin Ross, man. He got a song out called God Must Be a Genius. That joint is blazing.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So I listen to the new, young, up-and-coming folks that's, like, keeping the flag waving for, you know, R&B, adult R&B music, or that old-school feel. Because this new R&B, some of that stuff I can't identify with. So I like to,
that's true.
It's kind of bringing a little new flavor to it, but it's still, you know, something that I can enjoy.
Right. Do you listen to hip-hop, Will Down?
I listen to old-school hip-hop.
Flat out, the old stuff,
the
new stuff.
Yeah, I can listen to the new school and some old Black Sheep or, you know, Tribe Called Quest. I can listen to that stuff. This new stuff.
Yeah.
What about you, Najee?
I'm still a Biggie fan, man. You know, I grew up in New York City, so for me, you know, I'm part of the old. I still get with my boy Dougie Fresh. You know, we talk every now and then. You know. So I'm an old school guy, man. You know, I love, you know, I still love LL. You know, that's me. I'm with Will. I can't really get there. Now, it might be a sign of my age. I don't know. But, you know, sometimes I hear my kid playing stuff and I'm listening. I'm like, you know, and I'm like, you know, this is a little far to the left here, you know? I'm like, it's like, yeah, but Dad, this is what's going on. I'm like, man, Biggie seemed like a saint compared to what I'm hearing now. He was a monk.
And my kid had to tell me what WAP, what the song was all about. Right. I was like, WAP, I was like, that's a strange title. My daughter's looking at me like, should I tell him? I'm like, it's the hottest record out. Like, what does it mean? And she's like,
right.
Should I tell him?
No.
That is so true, man.
See, I would have told you to Google it. I can't do it because you look like you don't play when it comes to your kids. So
hey,
I told you to just look, Google it.
And listen, when me and Najee were younger, when you got, when you heard a WAP, it didn't mean what it means now.
That's true.
It was the equivalent of being called a ninja.
You're right.
That is so true.
Najee, you're on Instagram. How can people find your Instagram?
Oh, it's very simple. Najee Official. Najee Official for everything. And on Facebook, it's Najee, the official page. Yeah.
Okay. So, and Will Downing, you're on Instagram too?
Yes, sir. I'm Will Downing 3 on Instagram. And on Facebook, I'm Will Downing 2nd.
Do y'all want to ask each other a question? Anything you always want to ask Najee?
Yeah, when am I getting that check, yo? When I'm getting that check?
Hey, Najee, right there, you ready? There you go.
All right, man.
I want to thank y'all for y'all contribution to our race, to the culture, you know, bringing decency to music. And I and Najee, I know you personally just from being around you, your spirit, and I know Will is the same. I wish today's artists have that spirit. When you drove yourself to that concert in Florida and Orlando, that showed me how humble you was, brother. You wasn't tripping. Man. You wasn't tripping.
I live right up the street. I mean, you know.
I know. But you know, you didn't have to do that. Right. You didn't have to do that, though. You could have said, you know what? Y'all got to get a limousine. Pick me. Now, you took care of your wife. Your wife came nice. She came in decked out, Will Downing. He took care of his wife. But he drove. He drove himself, man. Yeah, and that definitely showed me.
So he could have a few minutes to himself, see?
I got to be honest with you, man. I wanted to be able to leave when I was ready to leave, too. So,
okay.
Will totally understands that. He totally understands.
Holding you hostage, like,
exactly.
So listen, right. I'm gonna need you to sign this for these people. We got some questions for you. Like, yeah, but I'm ready. Nah, your car.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for being available. And
thank you.
Much success, continued success, and make sure you have a blessed holiday. Okay.
Same to you
as well, my friend. Be well.
Peace and blessings.
It's good to see you, Will. Be well,
you
my
too,
friend.
All right,
bro. I'll call you.